This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Have you ever worried someone would enter your home and steal your washing machine? What about your Toyo stove? Maybe you should if you live in Bethel. Over the past few months, there's been a series of burglaries resulting in stolen stoves. At the end of September, the Bethel Community Services Foundation was broken into. An employee discovered the lock on BCSF's shop was busted, and after investigation, found that a Toyo stove was missing, nothing else. Afterwards, Executive Director Michelle DeWitt said she tried to think positive thoughts.
The only hope I could have was that if somebody took an item like that, it was, you know, to keep their family warm or something like that. The second time that we were stolen from, I knew that wasn't the case.
The very next week, a different BCSF building, also located in the avenues, was broken into, and again, only a Toyo stove was taken. But this time, the nonprofit had prepared, setting up cameras around its building to catch a burglar in action. If only Mother Nature hadn't gotten in the way.
At the time that the person came and stole the Toyo stove, there was like a heavy dew.
Images show a thief exiting the building with a Toyo stove, but dew on the camera lens blurred the person's face.
Yeah, that was a very bad luck.
Believing it had lost its chance to recover the stolen stoves, BCSF shelled out nearly $5,000 to replace them. After that, DeWitt didn't hear much about Toyo stoves for a while.
Several weeks later, maybe even months later, I finally received a phone call that somebody thought that they had identified one of our stolen Toyos.
The call came from Lucas Salzburn, a Toyo stove dealer and mechanic in Bethel. That week, one of his customers had brought in two Toyos to be repaired, but there was something fishy about them. For example, one of them looked to be newer, but the oil line was cut.
Something you would do if you were trying to get it out in a hurry.
On top of that, Salzburn's customer told him that the stove had been purchased from somebody who wasn't one of the three authorized Toyo stove dealers in town.
And so I kind of got to thinking, like, I wonder if that stove in my shop is, you know, it was purchased legitimately.
A few months prior, BCSF had let him know about their stove thefts. Putting two and two together, he called DeWitt and asked if she had recorded her Toyo stove's serial number before it was stolen. She had.
And it just happened that this one in my shop matched up with the stolen serial number.
The police arrived and took the one Toyo stove to return to BCSF, but there was no evidence that the other one was also stolen. That left Salzburn with a possible stolen stove and an uncomfortable conversation with his customer.
Super awkward. I settled with the best thing to do was just to return the other stove and discontinue our business relationship.
Police Chief Richard Simmons said five Toyo stove thefts have been reported since September, targeting organizations like BCSF and the Bethel Independent Baptist Church, but also private residences, mostly around the Avenue's neighborhood. Police have made one arrest and are following leads in the other cases. Simmons would not say whether the thefts are related, citing ongoing investigations. But he did say thieves often steal one type of commodity over and over again.
To find a bad guy that finds a niche that they're comfortable with, that's not uncommon. Because once you specialize a little bit, you get better at it.
Stealing Toyo stoves is not an easy task. The stoves weigh between 50 and 90 pounds, and they're not something you can just run in and grab. Grant Fairbanks, another Toyo stove dealer and mechanic in Bethel, says it takes at least 15 minutes to detach one from the wall without damaging it.
It seems like a long time for somebody to be in somebody's house and not worry about getting caught.
In some ways, though, Toyo stoves are the perfect commodity to steal. They're expensive and people need them. Plus, even if a stolen one is found, you have to prove it's yours by providing the serial number. Salzburn says most people, understandably, don't record that.
And it'd be the same as, like, you know, you don't know the serial number of your refrigerator or the serial number of your stovetop, you know? You have something that you would not suspect that somebody's going to come in and take from you.
But with a rash of Toyo thefts, Bethel Police Chief Simmons recommends that everyone should record their serial numbers and call police immediately if it is stolen. He also asks that neighbors keep a watch out for each other and take pictures if they see anything. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. Next, in taxes. The Alaska Business Development Center's volunteer tax preparers have been filing rural Alaskans' taxes for 26 years. That won't change this year, but it's going to look a little different. Instead of touring the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's villages in person, they're sending out mailers. For residents who have used their services before, be on the lookout for a mailer in your P.O. box. For those interested in signing up for the first time, visit ABDC's website, send them an email, or give them a call. Tax preparers are only able to actively file federal tax returns on your behalf for the 2020 tax year. But if you haven't done your taxes for a few years, don't be afraid, they can help with that too. They say it's better to start late than never. Next, in COVID-19 news. Today, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is hosting another virtual town hall to answer questions about the COVID-19 vaccine. Join the virtual town hall on Monday, January 11th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. The event will be held over Zoom and streamed on Facebook. You can also listen live on KYUK 640 a.m. That's a virtual town hall to answer your questions about the coronavirus vaccine from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Monday, airing here on KYUK. And finally, in the daily COVID count, over the weekend, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced that one person in their 80s died due to COVID-19, and another person infected with the virus was hospitalized in Bethel. Also, the Health Corporation announced 113 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. There were 28 cases in Akiachuk, 3 in Athmathlok, 33 in Bethel, 22 in Trefornik, 9 in Amonik, 1 in Hooper Bay, 2 in Congiganak, 4 in Marshall, 2 in Makoryuk, 1 in Pilot Station, 2 in Russian Mission, 1 in Skamon Bay, 2 in St. Mary's, 1 in Tiluksak, and 2 in an unnamed YK Delta village. There are 306 active cases in the region. Since last March, YKHC has announced 3,839 cases, 19 medevacs, 50 Bethel hospitalizations, and 19 deaths. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org, and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.